Prague, full of old and beautiful churches, often crouching between hubbubs of modern social activity. Many regularly play host to concerts, maintaining through music a sense of continuity of past and present. But what about the city's many once significant churches that are now disused, or whose foundations lie beneath the trappings of the modern era? Well, now a new exhibition at the Czech Museum of Music in Prague is using the same musical medium to resurrect the atmosphere of the city's bygone centres of worship. And the location couldn't be more fitting. Joa Singer has more.
The organisers of this new exhibition at the Museum of Music have named it Zaniklé chrámy, živá hudba, Abandoned Churches, Living Music. The exhibition presents itself as a piece of musical archaeology, creating a picture of 22 of Prague's ruined or no longer functioning churches through old musical manuscripts, documentary films, audio recordings in English and Czech, featuring the music that would once have echoed through these places. Dr. Eva Paulová is the chief curator at the museum.
The aim is to present a special kind of music history. It's a Prague history, and it's history which is originated about our own building, which is a past church. So we chosen the possibility to present old Prague churches and their music from the 14th till 19th century. Naturally, the main part of the exhibition is musical score, but we have also music instruments and art object of the Hastings churches and other object of art on this topic. We hope also through our concerts and other events accompanying this exhibition we can present them more about Prague music history.
The concerts, of which there will be four, will, fittingly, take place in the museum itself, a former church. It is a building with a certain mystical and mysterious air, reminding one of the pictures of artist M.C. Escher, with strange blocks of stairs that seem almost to lead nowhere, an ideal place to bring to life the atmosphere of the buildings of the past. The museum is situated on Karmalidska Street in the Malostrana, one of the four locations which the exhibition depicts. The others are the New Town, Old Town and Hradčany. Eva Paulová told me about the building's history.
The main inspiration was our building, because we have a new site. 2004, we are in Malostrana, in Lesser Town, in extinct Mary Magdalena Church. It was the church of Dominican monastery in the 17th century, and it was abolished at the end of the 18th century. It served as industrial object, as post office, and 2004 it's here our museum. So we are also looking forward to know the musical history of this building.
The new exhibition is just the latest in a number of successful events, and the museum is enjoyed by Czechs and non-Czechs alike.
Our museum is especially interesting for foreign visitors of Prague because we have all the texts also in English, and our temporary exhibition are every time presenting some part of Czech music history, which is very few known in the world. We had a lot of interesting exhibitions till today. For example, the last one about Jaroslav Ježek was very popular for our foreign visitors because they came and they wrote, "We have never heard the music of this composer. It is fantastic and we want to hear it and we want to play it."
Zaniklé chrámy, živá hudba runs until February. You can find more information on the National Museum's website.